The gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Got a few of you who have texted me GOP or USA to get the Frisky flyer for the party this Saturday at the new farm market. It's on US 31 in Atwood the Adorable. That's that little community there just north of Torchport as you're heading into Banks Township. Greatly appreciate you. Others have texted me VV for Victorious Victoria. I sent you the link to the video. That's not it. That's not the one. John, dude, you cannot send me out long text messages during the show that have nothing to do with our topics. You have to do it after the show. Johnny Palmer, farmer over in Onaway. I hope Donald Trump's inauguration speech includes firing a bunch of people. Nope, it will not. I can guarantee you that. This will be a unifying speech. I'm hoping and praying that it's a absolute great inaugural speech. One for the history books. Rob in Sheboygan, those TV ads that Kamala Harris was running. While Donald Trump, his first day in office, will be going through his hit list of people that he wants to take revenge on, I'll be going through my things to do list for you, the American middle class. For you, the hard men and working women of this country. For you, that Donald Trump has forgotten. I will be working on my to-do list. Vote for me. Well, Rob says, the only thing Kamala Harris had on her to-do list was to destroy America. Nothing less. She's a communist socialist. She is to the left of Bernie Sanders, if that tells you anything. On policies. Is what I'm talking about. On policies, she's to the left of Bernie Sanders. She's way far left of Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, she's even far left of Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, he's a moderate compared to Kamala Harris, but guess what, guys? We don't have to talk about her anymore. She's a loser. She lost. Bye-bye. She's vice president. She's not even a U.S. senator anymore. She is gone. On January 20th of 2025, when Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are sworn in and they give their inaugural speech, Trump does, guess what? She's out of here. She's going back to California, wherever she came from. Her political career is over. She's never going to run for president again. I can guarantee you that. She's never going to be in political scene ever again. The defeat that took place on Tuesday night, actually early yesterday morning, when Wisconsin was called at 2:20 in the morning. Bye-bye. You're done. You're fired. Like Donald Trump used to say on The Apprentice. Get out of here. Well, the American people did that. Young black men, huge increase of numbers. Latinos, they came out in droves for Donald Trump. Young people, I got to give a shout out to Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. Do you know how much fire, enthusiasm his organization and he brought to college campuses across the country? You have to understand that because of his efforts in getting kids registered to vote on college campuses, getting them excited about Trump Vance was a huge part of the numbers. Was a huge, huge, huge part of the numbers. One other thing you have to understand, people, I think a lot of suburban women crossed over and voted for Trump. A lot of the ones that they thought, according to the polls, the biggest demographics that they got wrong was women. The women voted for Trump. Why? Because they're responsible. They're responsible for the budget, the household, the purchases. Mama controls the purse strings when they sit down to pay the bills. Guess what? They voted for Trump. Many of them maybe had to pinch their nose, hold their nose to do it, but they did it. Kamala Harris's numbers are proving out that, guess what? The women did not support her. Where was that other text message? Talking about, well, going the wrong way, Randy. She was up here. Let's go to, here she is. Again, Downstate Kim. Some of us are sick and tired of holding our noses every election. I said I was going to stop doing that. Although, guess what? I did it again this year. So what you're referring to, of course, is you voted for Rogers. I voted for Rogers. Vicky voted for Rogers. He was the Republican. With all his baggage and the fact that he lives in Florida, it didn't matter. He was much better than Elisa Slotkin. And here's the biggest problem I got with her. She's young. That woman, mark my words, I'm saying it right here today, just 2 days after the election in 2024. She will be there for 36 years, if not longer. 2024 plus 36, she'll be there to the year 2060. 2060, folks. God willing, if I live to be that long, I will be 102 years old when Elisa Slotkin leaves the U.S. Senate. I don't think that's going to happen. Because, you know, the good die young, right? I'm already 66. Oh, that's funny. 2060. Elisa Slotkin may be running for her 7th 6-year term in 2060. Put that into perspective, folks. Well, I didn't vote for Rogers because he lives in Florida. I got another text message in here. I didn't vote for Rogers because of Benghazi. I understand. I got it. I got it. The process goes deep. When you are playing politics, you have to look at the game like a game of chess. Actually, kind of a four-level, four sets, four boards stacked on top of the table board. You have to understand that this is a process. You're playing chess on the board. Then you've got another board above it, another board above that, and another board above that. You're playing four games of chess when you're in this big game of politics. You have to understand the process, and you have to look at the long-term ramifications of your vote. One of the things you have to understand is that in this process, we have to live with our consequences. We are going to have to deal with the fact that Elisa Slotkin will be a U.S. Senator until 2060. Why? The incumbency. The power of the incumbent. We are not going to get rid of her. No Republican is even going to be able to come close to beating her in 2030, which is when she's up for re-election. There's only one way possible that's going to happen. She votes really stupid in Washington, D.C. as a U.S. Senator representing the state of Michigan. If she doesn't support Donald Trump's agenda, if she votes with her fellow Democrats against Donald Trump's nominees, any of the really good bills that are good for Michigan people, she votes against it because she's a Democrat. We might have a chance after President Vance is elected in 2028 for him to find some good candidate here in Michigan to run against her in the primary, endorses him, and then they spend a ton of money trying to beat her. The only problem, Vance is going to be on the ticket in 28. He'll get reelected in 2032. He's not going to be on the ballot in 2030, 6 years from now, when Elisa Slotkin's up for her first re-election. The presidential coattails won't be able to help that candidate unless J.D. Vance, the president of the United States, comes to Michigan a lot to drum up support for that candidate, whoever it may be. That's the ramifications of you not voting for Rogers this past Tuesday. I understand, but you have to understand the ramifications of not voting for him. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Kind of a laid-back show today, interacting with you guys via text messages. One of them just came in during the break. We are hearing that there is going to be an effort to remove Joe Biden per probably an Article 25 effort, and to then install Kamala Harris as president to finish out their administration's term until January 20th. For health reasons, dealing with these wars, God only knows what justification they're going to use, but remove Joe Biden, put Kamala Harris in as president. That way she will be the 47th president. She'll have the ability to put president on her resume and then cost Trump all kinds of money because he has spent 47th president. They already got hats printed up. The really nice Trump hats, the embroidered ones, the really, really, really nice ones with 45-47 on the side. If the evil Democrats do this just so Kamala Harris can put president on her resume and cause Donald Trump to be the 48th president, this will show the American people exactly how evil these people are. And frankly, I would continue, if I was Donald Trump, to refer to myself as the 47th president. I wouldn't even acknowledge the coup d'etat replacement of Joe Biden with Kamala Harris for what? 2 months? If they scramble to start doing this right now, they're not going to have it done until November 20th, basically 2 weeks from today. So she would be president from November 20th to January 20th. She'd be a two-month president. You know what? I wouldn't put anything past these people. But, John, I got to tell you, it's the first time I heard that, so I appreciate the text. Cliff Cellini texting in, exactly. We had our chance to break that cycle. Referring to Rogers versus Sotkin. He only lost by 18,000 votes. And I can absolutely guarantee you that there, I know for it without a doubt, 18,000 Republicans did not vote for him because of Benghazi, because of him living in Florida, because he wouldn't debate during the Republican primary, because Because. Isn't that one of those little people songs from Wizard of Oz? Because. Yeah, that's it. Stay focused, Randy. Okay, all right. You have to understand, she will be U.S. Senator till 2060. The only way I see it possibly happening, the only way I can possibly see this happening, is President J.D. Vance comes to Michigan and supports and absolutely stumps, heck, maybe even Donald Trump, retired out of public office, comes to our state in 2032, if he's still alive, God willing, and stumps, does rallies for this candidate, fires up the base, and gets them to vote for this candidate. But it's going to have to be a good one. Do not ever, ever, ever again, you Republicans listening to me, don't you ever give us a Mike Rogers. Don't ever give us a Bill Schuette ever again. We are done with those kind of candidates. You give us a MAGA, America First, Michigan First, strong, constitutional, common sense Republican, we will beat our butts off trying to get that person elected in 2030 when Elisa Slotkin runs for her first re-election. If I'm still on this microphone, if I'm still able, God willing, I will be out on the campaign trail firing up the troops. I would love to see her be a one-term U.S. Senator. One and done. Just like Biden. One and done. Bye-bye, Biden. And hopefully, bye-bye, Kamala Harris. Once and for all. Now, one thing you have to understand, there is a component to this, folks. It's called involvement. County conventions are going to be on November 25th. Go to your county convention. 2 weeks from this coming Monday, mark your calendars right now. Monday, November 25th, 7 o'clock, find out where your local county party is holding their county convention and go to it. If you're not a duly elected precinct delegate because you didn't put your name on the ballot in August of this primary and got elected as a precinct delegate, go there. When the convention is over, ask the chair of the party if you can be elevated to be a precinct delegate for your area, your township, city, village, ward, wherever you live. You will then be a precinct delegate for the rest of this 2-year term. We all got elected on August 6th. You can be elevated to fill a vacancy if one's available on Monday, November 25th. Do it. You need to be a precinct delegate. You need to pay dues to your local party. You need to go to their monthly meetings. You need to start meeting people. 2 weeks from this Monday, coming Monday, November 25th, 7 o'clock. Find out where the meeting is, the county convention, and go to it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m.